Green Bay spent the offseason arming Jordan Love, a nine-figure receiver extension, last year's first rounder entering year two, a starting tight end on schedule to return, and the market still prices him as the 18th quarterback, pick 117. It has a reason, 15-point-something, 2 years running.
Mm-hmm. This season, 15 games, a concussion in week 16 against Chicago ended his year a game early per Packers news. With a 66% completion rate, 3,381 yards, 23 touchdowns against 6 picks, and 199 rushing yards. 15.7 points a game on quarterback scoring, 20th per game, 15th in total. Green Bay went 9-7-1 and made the wildcard round. The volume was modest by design, 29 attempts a game, and the 7th seed was the reward.
The career question is, which season was the trend? 18.8 a game in 2023, then 15.6, then 15.7. Two flat years say the market's number. The spike says the ceiling exists. The gap between the spike and the flats is about 3 points a game. In quarterback scoring terms, the distance between streaming and starting.
Patterns: Love is a pocket passer by Fantasy Profile, barely a point a game of rushing value. And our rushing floor rule mostly warns that pocket passer top six seasons don't repeat. He hasn't had one, so nothing fires. What the data does say, back-to-back seasons within a tenth of a point of each other is about as sticky as quarterback production gets. The library price is continuation, and continuation here is QB18. The bull case is entirely environmental, and environments aren't base rates.
Muffed!
The environment, dated, Christian Watson was extended June 4th on a deal reported at up to $110.5 million per AP in the team site. Tucker Kraft tore an ACL November 2nd and is targeting week one, quote, right on schedule, per LaFleur in January via Packers News. Matthew Golden enters year two as a locked-in starter alongside Jaden Reed per SI's post-minicamp depth chart. After Romeo Dubs left for New England and Dontavian Wicks was traded to Philadelphia per Heavy and Yahoo, Golden's own preview covers the leap question. From Love's seat, what matters is that all three receivers return with defined jobs. Green Bay drafted no receiver in April. ESPN covered the decision to stand pat. LaFleur returns with Adam Senevich coordinating. The position coach churn, Mannion to Philadelphia, Getsy in as QB coach, doesn't touch the play calling. Jaden Reed's own extension landed in April, 3 years, $50.25 million, per the spring reporting. So all three receivers are now paid or drafted into place.
The price: QB 18 at pick 117 for the QB 20 by rate, QB 15 by total profile, price for continuation, with the 2023 ceiling thrown in free. QB 18 assumes a matchup streamer, his totals say low-end weekly starter, his rate stats say the market's right. Our verdict: no call. Two flat years at this exact level is the most honest projection a price has made in this batch. The caveat out loud, the front office is betting real money that the ceiling year is the true one. If Kraft is upright in September and Golden jumps, the environment case gets loud fast.
Watch Kraft's camp designation and Love September completion rate. The flat years and the spike year split exactly there. The receiver's health report matters too, but the completion rate is the number that moves first. He's one of your guys? Every player on your roster gets this treatment. Every week, all season.